Coming up on TMS PM, Never Leave Me, Fargo.
Cosby Does Weird Things.
Toothpick Crossbows Are Dangerous.
Bikini Troubles.
Transformers 5 Ain't Gonna Cut It.
App Time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of the Morning Stream PM.
This is the Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of the show for Thursday, June 22nd, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ebbett. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You are the potatoes to my chicken dinner today.
Perfect.
Yum.
Okay, I guess that's fine. Sure.
Why not? I may have a little caffeine in me. I'm just saying.
You sound like it. You sound up.
I am up. I'm upper. I'm more upper than usual because I had to do something. I was really tired this afternoon. Mm. It was kind of killing me. I didn't, you know, I had that weird sleep plus the alien probe overnight. So I, you know, had to make up for it.
And who knows what you were doing during that whole alien probe, right? Because it could have been some sort of exhausting running on a treadmill while they had little wires all over you and little sensor pads.
It could have just been an alien finger in my bum the whole time. I don't know.
Could have been. Could have been.
That'd wear anybody out.
That's a different kind of exhaustion.
That's an exhaust pipe. Exhaust.
Send me some video when you get a
start. All right. I'm glad that reminded you that I haven't sent you video yet.
It really didn't, but.
I love it. All right. Hey, so here's the deal. I'm going to miss Fargo terribly.
Oh, yeah. And we have not watched the finale yet.
Yeah. Zero spoilers. I watched it. And I'm just going to say, Brian, man, what you're about to get. It's the best show on TV, straight up, period. Like, I keep going back and forth this year. It's been an amazing year for many shows. But Fargo, you're singing my song, man. Whatever it is you're dealing, I'm taking it. Put it right here in my lap. I'm ready for you.
I want somebody to copy that little audio segment out.
Yeah.
And then go back to, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and copy out the segment where I'm guessing Scott said almost exactly the same thing about Westworld.
I might have for a minute in Westworld, because Westworld by the end wasn't definitely not the best show of the year. The best show.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know what? You're right. Because you did sour, not sour, but I mean you.
It didn't live up to what it could have been.
Yes.
No question about it. It had potential, and I love me some Games of Thrones. I likes me some Paul. Some Better Call Saul. I like The Handmaid's Tale a lot. Like, there is a lot this year to be excited about. In fact, it's an embarrassment of riches. But I'm telling you, man, what it is that Fargo is a specific kind of thing for me. Like, it's just right for me. And I cannot say it's right for everybody. I know most people I know like it, and I know you really like it, but there are plenty of people out there that may find it, I don't know, off-putting or different, too different or whatever. But for whatever reason, from the movie back in 96, straight up until these three seasons, it's my favorite thing. I just freaking love it. It's no Mad Max Fury Road, but it doesn't need to be, right? It's a different kind of animal. And I love that finale. I cannot say enough about it. I heard that Noah Hawley might be taking a break from it. That bums me out. Like, I can't even tell you how that bums me out.
Oh, wow, really?
I don't know what that'll mean. He basically just said, if a story comes that needs to be told, then I'll do it. Well, I don't like that. Don't be talking like that, Noah Hawley. No, I know. you got your Legion there to do. I get it.
You know what, though? It's kind of refreshing to hear somebody say, if the right story comes along, I'll do it, instead of saying, if they pay me, I'll do it.
That's a good point.
Which they will obviously pay him to do, you know?
That's a really good point. Yeah. So I guess I'll take that for what it is. But if this is actually the last season, that's really depressing. It's a first world depression. I understand that. But it's depressing nonetheless. Okay? Anyway, I love Fargo and it should never die and everyone should watch it. Pokemon Go gyms are back. Brian probably went out and poked his head in one today.
Are you basically going to read everything I wrote here?
I am going to. What'd you do? Did you fight people? Did you get legendaries?
No, no. So, So Jim's, so they've got this brand new update that just came out. They're introducing raids. Those aren't in the game yet. They've got a lot of beta testing to do with those. But they took Jim's down for this update because it's a whole rework of the Jim system. Used to be you plop your 10 Pokemon in there, or you and your friends or whoever, your faction.
Yeah.
And then everybody fights to take them out one by one. You take all 10 out, and then it's a different color. You can put yours in, blah, blah, blah. They've changed a little bit. So now it's just 6 Pokemon in there.
Yeah.
They still all have to be part of the same team, but now it's first in. Well, it's not really first in, first out, but you fight them in there in the order in which they were placed. So,
gotcha. So somebody went in there on a Friday night and plopped their dude down. You're going to do him before you do the guy that came in on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. It's all sounding real bad coming out of my mouth.
It's really sounding bad.
Yeah.
So as soon as somebody in the tadpool said, "Gyms are live," I can't remember who it was. I was like, "Oh, perfect. I need to go out. I need to run out to the bank anyway. I'm going to go out." And so there are 3 gyms right around my house here. I just went over, plop Blissey into this one, plop a Snorlax into this one, plop a Blissey into this one. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say that as of right now, all 3 are still in their gyms. And I would honestly expect, because of how much instinct has a presence here in Arvada, mm-hmm. I would honestly expect that they would have gotten knocked out by now, just because as soon as instinct hears the gyms are open, it feels like they just go and take everything over.
How well do you feel like Niantic got the word out about the update? Do you think a lot of people are aware of it? Are they
I think the players that are the most excited about it will know about it from various sources, whether it's, you know, the Reddit Silk Road group or the Facebook groups that they're probably a member of. There is a big community for the hardcore players, or even the middle of the road players. I think there's a very easy community to get into to support the game.
Especially in Colorado, right? You've talked about this before. There's like a burgeoning...
Colorado's huge for this, yeah. But it's funny. We didn't even show up on the radar as far as like the top places to play Pokemon on, Niantic did this big advertising campaign in the spring about, thank you, New York City. Thank you, Los Angeles. Thank you, Tokyo.
Mm. According to tripping.com, the 10 10 best places to catch Pokemon in the U.S. in 2017. Mm-hmm. Ready for this? Here you go. Number 1, Seattle.
Mm.
Apparently that's
in there. I played Pokemon there.
Oh,
I agree.
That's right.
You walk around there and it's really, really nice.
Yeah, I forgot you did that. You did go there. Disneyland, going there again. So
did that again as well with Tristan last November.
Yep, that's number 2.
And New York. Pokemon all over the damn place there, and Pokestops too.
New York City, get a ball. is what's happening there. They're big. San Francisco, number 4. Number 5, Hawaii, the Enchanted Islands. Number 6, Boston.
It just sounds like some of these just sound like great places to go. And, oh, yes, they have Pokemon as well.
It does kind of sound like that, doesn't it? It says Houston. Yeah. Maybe you go see your dad. You can go do that down there in Houston. That's a good one, it says. Florida, some say. Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago. You're right. These are like major places, destinations.
They're major places. Maybe not major vacation destinations, all of them, but big enough cities that they're, they've got a big sprawling infrastructure for that. It just seems like they just named.
Yeah, they did.
Let's just name 10 cities. Las Vegas, not on the list, and I would agree that maybe not the best place in the world to play Pokemon Go.
Mm. But it'd be cool if the game had little flick sounds when you got near one.
It's like a Bulbasaur sitting there on the side with a bunch of porn cards and naked Chanseys or something.
I love that idea.
Naked Jigglypuffs.
I am all into that. I think that sounds good.
Jigglypuffs direct to your room, $39.99.
It's also the site is tripping.com, and their whole thing is about scheduling trips. Like they're like a travel site.
Yeah, like
so,
a booking. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
They probably could have just made this up and said, here's San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Good. We should put that on the list for Pokemon destinations.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
which places do we get the best commission?
You're going to have to report back, I guess, Monday on how the gym went. And if you still dominate it with your prowess.
And just, for grins, I did look up to see what Snowbird looks like, because the game came out last summer. We didn't have an Ertacular last summer.
Right.
And I was just curious, all right, what does Snowbird look like? There's there's a couple Pokestops in range of the hotel, maybe even on the hotel grounds.
That makes sense.
Clip Clop.
Sure.
And I think two gyms up in that little area, like six or seven Pokestops and a bunch of gyms up there. So I think it'll be fun, you know, while we're up there, off hours of the thing. There's got to be some Instinct, some Mystic, and some Valor Tadpoolers. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we'll go and we'll just fight the gyms and have a blast up there.
Go on a little little safari there, a little walking safari.
Little nature hike.
Yeah.
Love that.
We purposely made the schedule this year so it was a little more padded with free time so that people could mingle more. Yeah. Last couple of years, it was just like, okay, that one's done. How's it going? Good. Nice to meet you. Oh, shit, I got to go. And then we had to do another thing. And we want that to be slightly less this year.
I spent so much time getting pulled away by Corinne and Tina and people like, hey, Brian, you need to actually go and get ready for such and such right now. I was like, oh, but I'm talking to people.
But there's a line of 15 people who all want their boobs signed. What now? What do I do? Anyway, well, there's that. Very exciting. Oh, jeez. That wasn't supposed to play. I apologize.
Oh, wow.
It's this one right here. Sorry.
Radio today is different.
Went up.
Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
He shows up and goes, what? Or something like that.
What?
It's time for the evening news. We have stories for you folks today. We hope you enjoy them. Here they are. Oh, how did, that wasn't today. Today's Thursday. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, how did what go? What
I was going to ask how Coverwell was, because you did crooner stuff, and I love crooner stuff.
Oh, it went yesterday. We didn't talk about this morning, so it went very well. Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. covers all up and down that place. So in an hour, nice hour-long show, I think I'm pretty happy with it.
Was it mostly covers of their work then? That's the idea, right? It wasn't the other
Correct.
Way around. Okay.
So Correct. There was only one cover by one of them, and it was Sammy Davis Jr. covering Isaac Hayes' Shaft.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Who's the private dick? Who's a sex machine? Are all the chicks,
chicks.
That can't shaft?
Babe.
Can you dig it?
All right, I'm going to have to listen to that one. Bill Cosby.
By the way, he does a cover of Bad by Michael Jackson. It's only, they're only live. There's no no versions I could get where I could claim it on the BMI CSAC reports, but there's a bunch of YouTube videos of it. It is the greatest thing ever. It's like, I'm bad, you know. It's fantastic.
That's great. So wait, tell me about these reports. When you play a song, you have to fill something out to say, hey, I played this song?
Yeah, every quarter I have to report everything I play and how many concurrent streams of it, basically, how many downloads that I played on for all three networks or all three accounts, so BMI, CSAC, and ASCAP.
Is that to the count for here as well, for TMS?
When you play a song? Yes. Why, yes, it does.
Since you asked?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of... I
sometimes it slips, I understand.
I know that it should, but I don't... I just... Because basically I have a tracking system that I use for Coverville.
Yeah.
And it generates... Like, I have a smart playlist in... iTunes that basically does all this stuff for me.
Oh, it logs it. Yeah.
And I didn't really, I didn't. You know what? Here's the deal. I play a lot of the stuff that I play on TMS. I have played on Coverville, so it's getting licensed.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. See, it's like.
That's an easy answer. Yes.
Oh, one the thing I forgot about the Pokemon thing before we talk about Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was all this hubbub about them putting in with this patch a bunch of like anti-cheater tools. Doesn't affect your little clicker
Not
thing, does it?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
And for the record, basically, we found out something very interesting about this little Pokemon gacha tool.
Yeah.
You can basically replicate this exact what everything this thing does just by, if you have an iOS device, by taking your regular Pokemon Go Plus and rubber banding a dime over the top of it so that it permanently holds that button down.
And it does the same thing?
Does exactly the same thing. When you're within range of a Pokestop, it gets the Pokestop. When you're in range of a Pokemon, it throws balls at the Pokemon.
Isn't that less money than the other thing, right? Just to get one
35,
of those?
Yeah, the Pokemon Go Plus is $35. The Gacha is like $60. I've actually turned off the auto catch features. I'm still wearing the Pokemon Gacha, but I'm actually using it as a Pokemon Go Plus because basically I want the control of being able to know what I'm catching and what I'm throwing stuff at. So it just alerts me when something's nearby, and then I, you know, pull my phone out if I'm at the time playing, pull my phone out and try and catch it manually.
I'm sorry, let's
Here's what happens otherwise. If you use the Pokemon Gacha or use the Dime Trick, you will go through Pokeballs like nobody's business.
Oh, I'll bet. Because it still has to do the kind of, lose? You lose some, right?
Yeah, even if you don't catch the Pokemon, you're still throwing Pokeballs at it. So it'll go through your stack pretty damn quickly. So
I hadn't considered that. That's right. You have a limited inventory unless you're buying a bunch.
They're making, Niantic isn't. They're not losing any money on this damn device. They're probably making more money on people who have the freaking gacha than on the Pokemon Go Plus.
For a quick correction, the Nintendo Pokemon Go Plus Bluetooth bracelet is $29 on Amazon, but if you do Brian's trick though, it's $29.10.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, the form factor is a little irritating because it sticks out so much above the wristband. The gacha is like a little Fitbit. Mm-hmm. So thinner. Whatever.
Yeah.
But no, this new thing doesn't affect me, and it's really funny. What they're doing is if you use a botter or a botters and spoofers,
right?
If you basically what that means is you're going onto a website, you're logging in with your Pokemon Go credentials, and you're simulating that your phone is over in Australia or in Asia, and you're catching the Pokemon there, even if you're in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is they're figuring out that you're doing this, and they're putting a little slash through that Pokemon in your screen, and there's certain things you can't do with it. You can't fight it in gyms or put it into gyms or things like that. Mm. I think what they should do is have those Pokemon slowly start eating your other Pokemon.
Ooh, that's great. That's like coming home. That's like coming home to your gerbils and finding all of them dead in the corner.
Right. Those gerbils you got on the black market are now eating your gerbils that you got at Petland.
Yeah, I'm kind of into this idea. It's kind of sick, but cool at the same time. Well, all right. Bill Cosby, who you cannot catch, apparently, like a Pokemon.
You can throw as many jurors that you want as you want at Bill Cosby, and he keeps fleeing.
Don't forget to go
Bill Cosby fled.
Yeah, don't forget to go to the Poke Cosby Pokestop so you can get some more jurors to throw at him.
Right.
Bill Cosby is now, because he's been acquitted, they didn't acquit him. They declared a mistrial. This technically could still go forward. It may not be criminal next time. It might be like that.
With OJ, the...
what was it called? What do you call that?
Civil trial.
There you go. Yeah. That may happen. But here's what he's going to do. He's going to go on a tour. Not a comedy tour, mind you. Although I'm sure he'll, make some jokes.
Let me tell you about my year.
The kid said, chocolate rape. All right, anyway. That's terrible. Geez. It's terrible. I shouldn't have said that. Chocolate rape. I shouldn't have said it. I take it back. Here's what he said. Bill Cosby. I couldn't help it. It just came out. Cosby is going to hold town meetings on how to avoid sexual assault charges. Now, I want you to listen to that sentence. How to avoid sexual assault charges.
I know. Like, basically, it's like O.J. Simpson's session, how to get away with murder.
Basically that. The townhouse sessions will be aimed at college athletes. Spokesman Andrew Wyatt tells Good Day Alabama, because Lord knows they're all at special risk for having their bright futures ruined by someone's something so trivial as a rape conviction. This article is a little skewed. Says they should know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying, when they're doing certain things they shouldn't be doing, he said. It also affects married men, he adds with a chuckle. That's not him, that's his
like
dude.
Such a joke. Yeah. It totally sounds like a joke, but so is his platform going to be how to, because it's saying how to avoid the charges. Please tell me is like how to avoid sexually assaulting somebody.
Well, they didn't go into that. And that's the problem that's the problem everyone's having with this, because it sounds like, and his spokesman seems to reinforce the idea that this is about, here's the theory. Let's say, in some version of this reality, Bill Cosby did none of the things he's accused of. Okay.
Sure.
Seems unlikely given the sheer volume. Okay. But let's just say it's all a big misunderstanding. Yes. Sure.
Right.
Let's just say that that's the case. And by the way, it turned out it was 10 to 1. The jurors had him 10 to 1 and they still mistrialed it.
Wow. So there was just one holdout who's like, but I love Bill Cosby.
Or 10 to 2. Sorry, I screwed that up. There's 12 total.
Yeah. 12 jurors.
Yeah.
12. Two angry men.
Yeah, two angry. Nice. So they, it would help if his spokesman would say something to that end, but he's not. He's just saying how to avoid getting charged with stuff. And I don't think it's going to be Cosby. Oh no! My original scenario was: let's say he's totally innocent of this stuff. Mm-hmm. You could maybe see an argument for, well, if he's the victim, I'm not saying he is. All right, folks, calm down before, hear me out. All right, I'm playing hypothetical devil's advocate here. I know I get emails because no one listens to my whole sentences. Okay, so just listen to this whole thing I'm going to say. If for some reason, let's say in a weird world, he's innocent of all of these charges, you could maybe see how he's like, well, I want to show other people how to avoid the problem. And the problem in his mind was, I did something innocent, it was taken another way, and bam, I'm being, you know, criminally prosecuted. And I want to teach people how to avoid things that even have the appearance that they're being too forward.
Gotcha.
Or something.
Okay.
I could see that, but that's not the reality we live in. The reality we live in is there is huge amounts of evidence showing that that dude is a serial rapist and probably, oh my gosh, can we just, I have such a time machine every time I say the words Cosby and what he's done, because do you remember how you and I growing up, we were force fed this idea that he was the ultimate father, the ultimate dude to be respected. The guy in Hollywood who you were like, oh man, Cosby, that's the guy. He's the one I want to be.
The 80s Pat Boone, as far as like wholesome family. Eddie Murphy, you really got to quit using the swear word. You know, it was like,
right.
He was, you know, he was friggin' Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah. And he wanted to believe in it. And it was a good thing. And now, oh my gosh. Anyway, I know there's some people that still don't buy that any of these rape charges are correct, but I'm sorry, man. The evidence they showed at that trial and 10 out of 12 people.
Right.
I think you're...
Golly, it is crazy that there, you know, two that just said, I don't care what you guys say, you're not going to convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
Right? Or, I mean, basically, well, that's what it comes down to.
Maybe, or they may have had, who knows? I mean, I don't know if they've talked publicly, but they may have had one or two little weird things that they just couldn't get over. Who knows, though?
Yeah, the defense never present, or the accusers never presented X, and we never got proof of that, so I still have a benefit of the doubt, so I can't say no.
Cosby presented X, I can tell you that.
How I wonder what the NDA agreement is on that. Are we going to see 12 tell-all books about what it's like to be on the mistrial Cosby jury?
I hope it's like video games ones, because they're like, you can mention on social media how you feel, but you can't do any streaming or YouTube video. Not until the NDA runs up. Actually, I thought the way it worked was as soon as it's declared a mistrial, everybody can say whatever they want.
I would think so, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's how we know about the 10 to 2 thing, but I haven't
read up on it. Right, yeah. Exactly. We'd have to, yeah.
I haven't totally read up on it, so I don't know. Anyway, there's Bill Cosby. That's the update with him. Could dangerous toothpick crossbow craze be the new fidget spinner, Brian?
Great. No. pretty much no.
Yeah. I like that your initial reaction is great. Like, crap, one of these deals. I mean, look, these have been with us forever. When you and I were younger, it was Ninja Stars and whoopee cushions and whatever.
Butterfly knives.
Yes, the butterfly knives, those stupid combs that were like a switchblade. All that stuff. Every generation, every kid's got some dumb thing in his pocket. It's the way things go. There's a kid over here named, you remember the kid I told you named Sam? Or no, Max. I always say Sam because I think of Sam and Max. But Max, who is the spitting image of Bill Gates. I've told you about this kid.
Oh, yeah. Is he the one who's getting picked on?
No, different kid.
Different kid.
Yeah, this kid just blows. I mean, he probably does, but he just blows it off. He's kind of a unique kid. Oh, but he is super smart, really cool kid. Every time I see him, he's like, did you hear that they're going to put the Large Hadron Atomic Collider? He's like, always knows all this science stuff. He's super smart. Uh-huh. He carries with him 3 or 4 different pocket knives. Knives all the time. That's a kid thing. It's what you do when you're a kid.
It is totally a kid thing. And the more you say you are not supposed to have stuff like that, the more they're like, I want to carry stuff like this.
Yes, you gotta let them get it out of their system a little bit. We're not asking them to hurt people, but right. He's like, yep, got my knives. Let me, what do you got here today? He'll show me some cool new lock blade. I'm like, oh, that's really cool, dude. Okay, well, you be careful with those, all right? Don't take them in public because I don't want you to see in trouble. All right, we'll see you later. That's how that conversation usually goes. But kids, that's what they do. So now parents in China are calling for the... are calling for the latest toy craze, miniature crossbows that shoot toothpicks, to be banned. They're concerned the toothpick crossbows could cause injuries and even blind children. Toys. What's funny is we usually complain about Japan or Chinese toys ruining American kids.
Right. Yeah.
It's going the other way now.
I don't know. I mean, I think the start is starting in China, right? Because I've never heard of these things in America.
I'll bet you. But right now, yes, because when you first showed me those fidget spinners from Fidget Revolution,
yeah,
that was brand new. I'd never heard of it. Thought, oh, this is cool. And now look at where we are with freaking fidget spinners. And I'll bet that this is the same deal. I'll bet we start small. You and I are like, oh, weird. That must be something small. And then I'll bet you in like 3 months, every kid wants one of these.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these right now.
They're like, gnarly, right?
They are gnarly.
I know. I mean, I kind of understand why they're concerned.
Look, I'm a little miniature Daryl.
We don't mean our Daryl, everybody. We mean a very different Daryl.
Daryl of Daryl and Merle.
Daryl and Merle fame. Here it is. See that? They're shooting an apple.
Jeez Louise.
Let's see. They had to stop sales of the toy. So it's an actual little toy. It's made of metal and stuff. And
yeah.
And they penetrate the apple. I just wanted to say
they violate the apple.
I wanted to say penetrate really bad.
Oh, I like this. Here's a video from the mirror. Here's how powerful mini toothpick crossbows are. Mini toothpick crossbows. It's just funny, like strawberry Pop-Tart blowtorch.
Yep, totally. It says, although the toy is intended to be used with toothpicks, if replaced with metal needles, they could be powerful enough to crack glass. Jeez Louise. Parents in the UK, this is a UK article, so that's why this is here. Parents in the UK already frustrated with fidget spinner crazes could find themselves facing demands for more dangerous toys. Mm. Well, that's a little fear-mongering, isn't it, there, Sky News?
And how much of this stuff, because the media is like, oh, watch out, all the kids are going to want those toothpick crossbows now, then all of a sudden all the kids want toothpick crossbows.
Yep. Yeah, Doom is terrible. Doom is making us all into killers. Doom sales go up because you're talking about it that way, you dummies. This is the age-old thing. Those comic books, I'd stay away from those if I were you, kid. Nope.
Oh, geez, this video is showing like, all right, the balloon is like, oh my God, it can pierce a balloon. But now they're showing light bulbs and it just shatters the light bulb. Criminy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh,
I don't necessarily want these to be proliferating everything.
No.
But I understand... I mean, we're probably making it worse by talking about it, but, you know, kids are going to do what our kids are going to do. And if they get banned, I mean, fidget spinners are one thing. The idiots who are putting, like, razor blades on them, they're dumb, okay?
Right, exactly.
They're a unique brand of stupid. But this thing, this will get, a teacher will confiscate these. These will be in drawers. Parents should not be letting their kids go anywhere with these outside of a controlled environment of some sort. They're projectiles.
Is it basically the next stage? Like, you know, Dennis the Menace always had a slingshot in his back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that was him.
You could put a little rock in there and severely injure somebody.
Yeah.
We never, you know, said, oh my God, that Dennis the Menace is like, it's really Dennis the Terrorist.
That's right. You know, David killing Goliath, it's the first record of a critical hit.
Right.
You know?
Rolled a D20 and got a critical hit.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, anyway, I just was reminded can I just say one tiny political thing just real quick?
Sure.
This is so trolly. Back when Trump said they're possibly taped conversations between him and Comey. Yeah. And now today's...
Better hope none of those tapes surface.
Yeah. And then today's like, there are no tapes. You're the biggest troll in the world. You're such a troll.
Right.
Gosh dang it, dude. Seriously, it's something a kid would do. Speaking of fidget spinners. All right, moving on. Yeah, it really is. How about this one?
So, hey, people, don't bring your fireworks and don't bring your mini toothpick crossbows to Snowbird.
That's right. No fireworks, no crossbows. Don't bring your own booze. There's plenty up there for you to have. And there was another. Oh, don't bring your pets because it's a watershed area, and that's a thing you can look up and figure out for yourself.
Sure.
Probably not the best time to be telling them all that if they have other plans. Hey, a bikini contest got marred when a woman clobbered a fellow competitor in the head with high heel shoes.
Oh, man. Gave her the single white female treatment.
That's right.
Give her the old Jennifer Jason Leigh. Bam!
I'm looking to see if there's a photo. There's not. Well, there's a photo of the girl, but whatever. Here's the story. Bikini contest competitor is facing a battery charge for allegedly clobbering another female contestant over the head with a high heel shoe, according to Florida police. According to cops, Erica Caitlin Mize, age 24, center stage, everybody, center stage.
Well, you look at this photo of her in her cut-off Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. I mean, you know she's you know, sure. Yes. What you're saying, yes. What you're saying is yes.
She just seems like that's not out of her wheelhouse to maybe hit somebody with a high heel shoe.
Yeah, why not? She's tough. She wants to, you know, she gets what's hers. I get it.
Right.
Let's see. It was all for Miss Sailfish Regatta Bikini Contest in Stewart on Florida's Treasure Coast. Investigators allege that the 11 bikini...
Winning that is something you put on your resume. I'm the winner of the Sailfish Regatta Bikini Contest.
It says here...
Tell me more about this.
Yeah. As first reported, the victim told cops that Mize or Mizzy or whatever, she's the one in the photo, warned her that, quote, you should go to the gyno, that's short for gynecologist.
Uh-huh.
Because you're in for a rude awakening.
What?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What is that? That's not like a clever zinger.
No. You should go,
let's make like a tree and get out of here.
Go to your gynecologist and I bet you there's a spider monkey in there or something. I mean, what are you talking about?
You better set your alarm clock because you're in for a rude awakening. See how easy that was?
Much easier.
Yeah.
Much easier. It doesn't make any sense, but she busted her head and
you better take some Ambien because you're in for a rude awakening.
That's right. Go to your gynecologist because there's sawdust and horse parts in there. Finally, in the box office news, Transformers 5 posts a series low opening day of $15.7 million. That is bad. Very bad.
Oh, right, because it opened yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm starting to wonder. I mean,
Wednesday and Thursday openings have got to really hurt.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're ever... Well, I don't know. Some movies kill it on those days, but...
Well, let me rephrase that. Because you're never going to do as well on a Wednesday or Thursday as you do on a Friday. And mm-hmm. you want to report those great big weekend openings so people say, oh, that did really well. I'm going to go see that. Mm-hmm. But if it trickles out on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and it's like all of a sudden the paper's reporting, oh, $15 million on their opening day, everyone's going to hear that and say... Wow, that's crap. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I agree. Here's something interesting about it. It says here, Transformers Dark of the Moon, that was 2011's follow-up, grossed $37.7 million on a Wednesday. So more than double what it just did. And then Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, 2009, I guess that was the second one. I don't know.
Okay.
That took $62 million on its first Wednesday. So here's what I think is happening. I think it's finally done the thing I predicted a long time ago. We are going to get tired, and by we, I mean the public at large, of these big, loud, kind of low-calorie Transformers movies. Like, there's just not enough there to keep them being these 500 million domestic releases. Right. So this might have been the one. Sorry, everybody involved. I think this might have been it. Who has them on the draft?
It's not Scotch us. Bros has them for the draft.
Okay.
And,
good.
They're behind us. They're fourth place. They're banking on this and Valerian.
Valerian.
They're two remaining films of the draft.
Valerian may still pay off for them.
It could. Yeah. It could.
We don't know.
Court Killers has Despicable Me 3 and The House, which is the Will Ferrell casino business.
Oh, right.
Big and Tall has Spider-Man Homecoming, War for the Planet of the Apes, and Rough Night, which also just came out. We've got Wish Upon, the only horror movie on this list. Would have been nice if we would have had It Comes at Night. Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
We have Dunkirk. Yep. Everybody go see Dunkirk.
Go see Dunkirk.
And we have The Dark Tower.
Holy shite.
That's right.
That pretty much ends the summer movies. Like, we're at the tail end of this thing.
We are. We are. There's you know, 12 left or something.
Yep.
And, you know, a little month and a half and it's over. But I think we could make the 30th is when Wish Upon comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just do a little nerdtacular field trip. We'll all go to the movie theater, buy tickets for Wish Upon, and then go
Perfect.
Do something else.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Go putt-putt golf.
Hey, we could do that other golf thing that we did in Vegas. They have one of those here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The right, Topgolf. Top sure. Golf.
Yeah. In fact, I got a Father's Day gift card for my daughter to go there. Sounds like fun.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So anyway, last night, on track to do about $65 million in its opening frame. That is not enough. Mm-hmm. That's notably behind the $100 million weekend it had for Age of Extinction. So trouble business going on there. Right. We're going to take a break, though, and forget about okay. Transformers while we think about the future. And the future is app reviews and Twitter questions. Those cool. are coming up here in a second, but music has to come first. So what'd you bring?
I've got a fun tune. I've got a fun tune that seems a little out of place now, just because, you know, it's the first full day of summer. Yesterday is the first full day of summer.
Yeah.
No, 22nd. Yesterday was a half day, right? Middle of the day summer.
Oh, right. It was this solstice thing.
Solstice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spring solstice or summer solstice or whatever.
So I think today is the first full day of summer. I'm going to get corrected if that's not the case, and I'm fine with that. Correct me. Bring it on.
Yeah.
But this song is about spring, and it's by a stay-at-home dad singer-songwriter named Noel Cowley. He's from London. Honorary Essex man who grew up in Ireland. He sees music as an essential accompaniment to his life as a parent, together with his wife Katrina of Toddler Triplets. This is some fantastic, fun power pop. Crowded housey, squeezy.
Mm.
Yeah.
These are in your wheelhouse. You like it, both of
totally.
Those things.
Totally. Beatlesy, yeah. Like all three of these things. It's like this guy really, really pulls from the kind of thing I liked or like. So it's no surprise that I would say let's play him on the show. The single is called Spring You Bring, came out April 10th of this year. Go get it, but listen to it first. Spring You Bring by Noel Cowley.
And just a small note that I would notice Brian has come up with some tricks to not say esk. He's doing good. He's doing better
Squeezy,
than I do.
Crowded housey.
Housey, yeah. Maybe we start drinking again. I don't know. Anyway, here it is. Spring You Bring. We'll be right back.
Spring, you bring to everyone everything to the song I sing. Oh, yeah. Well, I blossom, yeah, I bloom. Got the time, you give me the room. You don't mind, I assume. Oh, yeah. Night fell pretty quickly in the winter time. The cold air showed no pity, just its sting. I didn't want to detach from my vibrational match. I held on, what a catch. Oh yeah. That you bring the peace you release. I see the reflection everywhere that I go. We got a connection, it's going to grow in the spring. Spring, you bring, make me high like a kite on a string. Now the jester believes he's the king. Oh yeah. You're behind me, you're beside me. I don't know the way, so you guide me. I need you, you're inside me. Oh yeah. Night, think twice, the sun run things nice and slowly now, stringing out the evening. You are the meaning, a love like ours filled the stars. Oh, oh yeah. Such a beautiful thing. It's the song I always wanted to sing that you bring. The peace you release. I see the reflection everywhere that I go. We've got a connection, it's going to grow in the spring. The spring you bring. Oh yeah. I could cry, it's such a beautiful thing.
That,
yeah, sweet yeah, little song, right?
That's really good. Yeah, I would listen to more of that. Hey, totally. I went deep on the thing he played today.
Yes, the Tears for Fears.
Yeah, I couldn't stop listening to that album. It's really good.
Oh, it's really, really good. Brother, I mean, Tiger. They're totally, he's it might be one guy. I think one guy called Brother Tiger. Mm. Really, really good though. Amazing.
Yeah, he killed it. And the rest of the songs are just as good. The Shout rendition is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how great that album originally was. Like what a landmark piece of work that was. What are they doing now? Are they a crowd or not Crowded House? What's their names? What are they doing? Do they make
they are
music?
Back together, Matt not Matt Smith. Roland Orzabal and who's the other guy? Roland Orzabal. Why, Matt Smith is the thing that's coming to my mind, but
that's a Doctor Who man, isn't it?
Kurt Smith. Jeez Louise. He is a doctor.
Smith.
Yeah.
Got it.
Kurt Smith. They fought for a long time, had issues with each other, and then got back together, released. So Roland Orzabal released a couple albums as Tears for Fears just himself. Yep. They've gotten back together and they're now touring, I believe.
Oh. They made nice and got back. That's good.
They made nice and said, well, I can get past this. Yeah. Let's get past it.
Everybody wants to rule the band, you would say.
That's right. Speaking of, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of big 80s cheese, next month, I believe. What is it? Yeah, it's the 24th of July. About a month from now, I'm seeing the, what is it called? It is the Retro Futura concert.
Sounds tour. Right. Yeah.
And let me tell you who's on the bill for this business. Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
I'm totally sitting down right now.
Why is that automatically playing? Stop that. Howard Jones.
Whoa.
The English Beat.
Wait, I need to do a thing every time this happens. Okay, English Beat.
The English Beat.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
There you go. Katrina of Katrina and the Waves.
All right.
Just the waves were busy.
Yeah.
Paul Young.
Okay.
Modern English and Men Without Hats.
All right. It's a pretty good lineup. It's all right. Don't let my opinions change anyone's mind. No, that's cool. I didn't know they were doing a thing like that. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I've seen Howard Jones about 8 times in concert. I've seen English Beat a couple times. I've never seen Paul Young in concert. And he was one of my favorite artists in the 80s. Like did that Every Time You Go Away cover of Hall & Oates.
Oh, Time You Go. That one?
Yeah, that one. But there were so many other great songs, you know, Tear Your Playhouse Down and Love of the Common People. And he was such a great artist and kind of got labeled as a one-hit wonder because of that one. So,
what was the movie where that song featured prominently? Was it some kind of Wonderful?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and it's a crappy cover at the end of that.
It's a terrible cover of that song on that movie.
It is.
That's right. Nope, that's the movie I'm thinking of. It's a great song for that, like perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what the hell was
that? The original. Pay for the original in that case.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's just turned it into like pap is what they turned it into.
Pap. Nobody likes pap.
Nobody likes pap.
Unless you're a giant.
Bland baby food.
A a gyno red pap.
Better call your gynecologist because I'm going to give you some pap.
That's right. You want some pap? No. All right. How about applappy then? How about apps? We want apps, not paps.
Pap slappy.
Pap slappy.
App slappy.
Time for us to review some apps. I put this on Twitter.
Your older brother, yeah. What does he call it?
He called it Slap Appy. And he,
you know what? That's kind of funny because it sounds like Slap Happy.
It kind of does, and I don't blame him. He doesn't really follow what I do. He doesn't really know how to explain what I do.
Sure.
He basically, when people ask, he goes, "Well, whatever Scott's doing," like he doesn't know how to explain it to people.
That's what does he do?
He's a business guy who's like got a company that installs like. Outdoor spas and pools and stuff. No, I know what it is, but it's like more of a, to him it's like, oh, it's construction, it's where you get your hands dirty kind of thinking, and what I do is weird to him. He doesn't know what I do.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
makes sense.
Yeah, so here we go. App Slappy. Let's talk about some apps. Okay. Oh, you know, I probably should have been a little more prepared. Actually, you know what, this time we're gonna start with you because I had mine ready and then I forgot which one it was, so you go ahead and then I'll come back.
So today's my pick today, I have to thank Nicole for this because it was something that I was previously unaware of, and I knew there had to be a good app for this, but I wasn't aware of it. Now, next week, a week from yesterday, is the day that I make the drive from Denver to Salt Lake City.
Yep.
Me and Tristan. And we're going to be, you know, over the mountains and, you know, through the woods and everything, all that stuff. And we've been coordinating with a couple people. Joe Gates of Imagination is going to be caravanning again with us this time. The Spagnolos this time are going to be joining us, possibly the Matthewses.
Oh, the Matthewses. The Matthewses. Yeah, they're great. They should go with you.
Yeah, of course
they're
great. Why not? It depends on if they're coming out Thursday or Wednesday, and I know kids play into that, you know, big part of it. But when I talked to Nicole about it, and we were saying, well, what are the two different ways we could go? She was saying, well, it's coming up in Road Tripper that I-70's got a lot of construction, so we probably want to take the Wyoming route, which shows up as faster anyway. Mm. And it does. You just go up north into Wyoming, Cheyenne, you take a left to continue all the way across the lower border of Wyoming all the way to Utah.
I like Cheyenne. It's nice up there.
It's not bad.
It's a little empty, but it's
days.
Yeah. It's like
a Sammy Kershaw at Frontier Days.
Oh yeah, sure. Sammy
Kershaw. Have a hot dog on a stick or a corn dog on a stick.
In fact, I'll bet he's there. Yeah.
but she's, you know, describing this app called Road Tripper, and I wasn't familiar with it. She says, well, I'm going to send you a link to the road trip. The plan where we've got, and she's even got places marked on there where there are rest stops, where we can pick up gas, where we can eat, even a place along there, of course, the Little America Hotel, where you can get your 25-cent ice cream so that Mateo can get an ice cream or whatever.
Sure.
And she's added me to the map. So she created the map and then she added me to it. So I see all of her locations on all of her notes. So damn cool. Now here, that's like one side of this thing, right? That you can say, all right, we're making this long drive. Let me invite you to this, this Road Tripper map. And now you can see where we're all going. And you can even add your stops and say, well, I'd like to stop here and get gas. Or there's a really good sushi place here in Green River. I want to stop here.
Right.
I haven't brought that up in a while.
No.
That's all one side of the app. The other side is, hey, I feel like taking a road trip. Where should we go? And so you pull up road trips and it's got like guides, recommendations. And then you say, oh, show me ones that are nearby. And all of a sudden you've got like all these nearby road trips you can take. Some of them are just like a day trip. Some of them are a couple days trip. Go down Route 66. I've always wanted to do that. Like go the length of Route 66.
Sure.
We did Seattle all the way down the Pacific Coast Highway down to Los Angeles, and that was fantastic. Just looking at this, one of the first things that comes up when I look at nearby is road trip to these Dumb and Dumber filming locations, right? And we know the film Dumb and Dumber. The airport is right there. It's the Salt Lake City Airport.
Yep.
They go to Breckenridge and call it Aspen. Mm-hmm. Sandy, Utah is where the mansion is, where they, you know, where Mary lives.
It's where I was raised, Sandy, Utah.
Oh, really? And well, here you go. In that mansion?
No.
Oh.
No, I was more like, what was his name? Christmas?
Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd Christmas. It's more like Lloyd Christmas's apartment where the bird died. That's that's more like where I grew up. But yeah.
Right. But it's got all these locations. And what's cool is you can say, oh, you know, we're going to be driving to Utah anyway. We could stop in Park City and take a picture of Main Street. Or we could stop in Heber, Utah at the M-Star Hotel and take a picture of the hotel they stayed in. Copper Mountains along the way. Park City, Utah. Estes Park, et cetera. Well, that one's not really on the way.
Right.
The Depot in Salt Lake City.
The Depot's great.
The Train Depot. And that's where they filmed the Owls benefit.
Yep, they do. They do concerts there now, so you can go in there. That's where I saw 10,000 or not 10,000 Maniacs.
You saw 11,000 Maniacs.
No, it was Particle Man. Particle Man.
Oh, they might be Giants.
They might be Giants. Gosh dang.
Two Maniacs.
Two Maniacs and their road band. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so not only can you create a road trip on there based on somewhere you need to go, but you can also look and say, let's get away this weekend. I don't want to fly anywhere. Let's see what we can do nearby. It's not just long road trips. You can go down 12 breweries in Colorado Springs that you must check out. And it gives you a little map to say, start at this one, then go to this one and get an Uber and go to this one.
Man.
And it's really, really cool. They add all sorts of things along the way that it's worth checking out. Even Denver to Colorado Springs. Start off at Carbon Beverage Cafe and Habit Donuts. Oh, that sounds great. Then you go to the Wildlife Experience in Parker and go see some exhibits of animals. Go to the Old Stone Church Restaurant in Castle Rock. They've got this thing like mapped out for you so you can have an interesting time and see a bunch of stuff on the way. I'm trying to sell you on it because it's just so damn cool. The app is called Road Trippers. Free app, obviously. And really, really cool. Grab it.
All right. Road Trippers, everybody. Get it. Have it. Live it. Be it.
Live it. Experience it. Love it.
I'm going to tell you about Headspace.
Headspace.
I am. Okay. And I'm going to turn.
It's something that you and I usually don't have.
No. We don't have a lot of Headspace, you and I, on flights and things like that. But, so here is, let's see, where is this? I've been looking at like meditation things, right?
Right.
And I found this one to be pretty dang good. It's simple to use. It's super straightforward. And it tells you how many people are like actually meditating right now. And it's a running counter. So it says 22,114 people are meditating right now.
Okay.
If you subscribe, you can get the entire library.
How does that help you?
Well, it kind of doesn't, that number. It doesn't really.
and how can you prove that number? Anyway, go. I'm sorry, please.
It doesn't do anything for you. You're right. But here's, so I'm going to play this. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, let's begin today's session. Here we go.
So welcome back to day two. Now, yesterday you took your very first 10 minutes. Now, for some people, the first time is a little more difficult than expected.
Uh-huh. Whereas for others, he may be talking about something we don't want to hear about. No, I'm just kidding. It's all about meditation. That's your guy. Now, nice. I like it because what he does and how he talks and the stuff he uses are all like good meditation, good practice for like mindfulness, all this kind of stuff. Trying to find more time in my day to just stop everything for a minute and just breathe some and relax and not have to have 1,000 inputs all the time.
Right.
So that's what this is all about. My only complaint is I'm not sure I'm totally down with this guy's voice.
It's surprisingly easy. Either way, remember that the mind is always changing.
I feel like he's going to go, oi, you think I'm going to stay? Am I going to the bank? It feels like I'm watching a Guy Ritchie movie when he talks.
Really? It doesn't sound that. He doesn't sound like so gangster. He sounds like
little bit different.
I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
It is.
It's not Terpstery.
It's not Terpstery. It's not Leeds.
No.
It's certainly not Liverpool.
No.
Maybe Manchester. I don't know.
Maybe
it's
up north. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a. Who does he sound like? Give me a little bit more. Almost like Stephen Merchant a little bit, but not as high.
Because here's Terpster. Oh, Steve, that's funny because Stephen Merchant's from Terpster's hometown, but I don't know if they have the same accent. But here's Terpster, for example.
Show me that penis.
All right, that's not a good one.
I bet his balls just exploded.
No. How about this one?
Scott, can we cut that bit out about my tiny dick?
Okay, that's not what I wanted either.
I don't know who you are. You can go f*** yourself.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's all.
Shit, meatballs.
I don't.
It's called JizzCon.
Do you have any clips of Terpster that you could play in front of the family?
Okay. And Sam to me. A little bit loud, like a
okay, that's as good as we got. All right, so here's this guy again.
But more important than that, this is a new skill that you're learning. So at this stage, it's really just about increasing the sense of familiarity.
So I don't know. I don't know where I stand with this guy.
You know, he's like a... Oh, somebody needs to do this. I think if you played Jason Statham at 78 RPM...
Don't you tempt our tadpole. You know they're going to try it. Somebody's going to do it.
Somebody please try it. It's like Jason Statham 60%, you know, 160% of speed or something like that. It's slightly faster.
So the chat room seems to be in agreement that it's like Terpster but being serious and soothing. So maybe it is. I don't know.
And where's he's just from regular London, right? Is he from one of the suburbs of London or
Bristol? So he's Bristol. From I don't know where Bristol is in relation to London. I know it takes him a couple hours to get there by train. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's considered, but his accent is the Bristol accent, I think, is a thing. Here's the deal. Maybe it is because the way I deal with Terpster is usually really loud and raucous and idiotic.
Right.
And this guy's so serious and it's like clashing against what I think he should sound like, because normally he would sound like Terpster. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
Bristol's almost straight west of London.
No, west of it. Okay.
Yeah. Towards Wales and
I want to say that's where all those guys, Ricky Gervais and I know Merchant's from there for sure.
Maybe hearing a Bristol accent.
This is what Terpster said not long ago regarding Nerdtacular.
In 29 days, I'll be inside you.
There we go. He really doesn't have anything else to say but dirty things. Oh, like a thumb.
It's like a thumb. I don't like it.
All right, there's that. That's it. That's all I got. Huh. Yeah.
Scott, can we cut that bit out of that mic?
Wait, where's the...
Shit.
Can't wait to see him. Anyway...
Oh, funny. Jason Statham was born in Shirebrook in Derbyshire, which is where my Uncle Reg was born.
Oh, no way.
Uncle Reg.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super cool. By the way, whoever, I put a thing in the chat a while ago about the next person to do a Prime sub to the channel gets a free print in the mail. I missed who it might have been. So if anyone saw him or knows who that person would be, him or her, let me know. And if it hasn't happened yet, that's fine too. But I just want to make sure not to miss it and make sure I send them a thing. So chat room, keep track of that, will you? Some of you mods in there, just watch for it. So anyway, that app is called Headspace, and it is free for a lot of free stuff. They get you going there. So,
did you ever try that Orbit? What was it called? Something Orbit?
I did.
Sleep Orbit.
Yes, I have that. In fact, the other one I was going to review, but I haven't had time to do it, is this one called MetaKeys. And look what this one, or MetaTapes. Look what this lets me do. I can go. Okay. I can just poke different parts of the screen, and now it'll play it. See, I can just make like these loops.
Oh, that's so relaxing.
And that's it's kind of like that MSMR, RMS, whatever. Oh, what's this? What is this? The bumper stickers. Those are for swag bags. Brian, do you want to see the bumper sticker? Pull it out.
Yes.
On screen.
Have you seen mine? You know, I should have given you some bumper stickers. I'll bring some.
Yeah, bring some. Feel free. We'll stick them in there. That it's going to be hard to see with the plastic, but it's it's a wrap with wrapping... Awesome.
Admiral Akbar.
It's nice. A wrap. Put that on your car, everybody. Thanks, honey. Oh, they're warm, like they've been out in the sun.
Get your hot bumper sticker action.
Very excited.
Sticker action.
Where are we now? Let's do some quick questions. We don't have a ton of time, but I want to get some in. Okay.
What's your cutoff? What's your...
I have a thing. Is she still doing my thing at 5? No. Oh, it's not happening now. Oh, there's no rush then.
Okay. Well, okay. I have a thing at 5.
Well, good. Well, then we'll hurry.
But I have a commute to get to it of exactly 1 second.
Oh,
so.
Good Lord. Are you doing a show or something, or what do you got there?
Yeah, the Pokemon Go podcast today, and that's we have a lot of crap to talk about.
I bet. This is salad days for you guys.
It is.
Katie Talmo says, what is the one habit you have you know absolutely annoys the crap out of your spouse? I know it already without even thinking about it. You ready?
Yeah.
If I pick anything that makes a sound like this, hold on. While she's in bed and she hears anything that sounds like...
Oh,
she hates that so bad.
Yeah,
so
if I don't blame her.
And I'm not even I'm not even picking nails or anything gross like that. I'm just literally making the sound because I like the sound of this.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. Ever.
She hates it, dude. She really about kicks me out of bed every day for that. So, Brian, what's your most annoying habit? And please say it's close quarters farting.
It's holding her head under the covers and giving her a Dutch oven.
You know, I don't know why it makes you laugh so hard. I understand Dutch ovens and just farting in bed is bad as in its own right. But when someone describes it as holding them under and not letting them out, it's the funniest thing to me.
It's the funniest thing. I've never actually ever done it, but just the thought of doing it is the damn funniest thing.
Oh man, that's awesome. All
right. it's collections, you know. It should be a surprise to nobody. I talked about this on the show earlier, just the t-shirt. I can't say I'm hoarding because I do get rid of a lot of them, mm-hmm. and we donate a ton. Yeah. But I don't donate them as fast as they come in, unfortunately.
Mm.
So a lot of t-shirts. They've started making a lot of socks. So I've got, you know, like a pair of Spider-Man socks and a pair of Wolverine socks and a pair of Firefly socks. So, is saying I'm not a hoarder a lot like saying I'm not a racist, like where you follow that with, but where by saying it, you're automatically a racist hoarder.
I'm more of a digital hoarder than I am a physical hoarder, but I think it's kind of the same problem. It's hard to, definitely a digital hoarder. You got so much like songs and music.
Yeah, music and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you're never gonna be free of that stuff, and it's okay. It's good.
It's right. I'm gonna listen forever.
You don't want it to be like my dad. I got a box in there of my dad's slides. He was way into slides back in the day. Mm-hmm. Just boxes of slides.
Oh, wow.
And they're just a huge pain to do anything with now because nobody has a little Ferris wheel slide viewer thing anymore. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you should be able to take those. Well, you can definitely take those to like a Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll digitize all of them for you, give you a CD with all those slides.
Oh, a Costco will do that? No way.
Costco will totally do that for you.
Ooh. Okay. I may have to do that. I didn't know they did that.
Yep.
I have a Costco membership.
Good.
Did you notice, take advantage
of the damn thing.
Did you notice they got rid of, they dropped their deal with American Express for all these years, and now they're using Visa now at Costco?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, but you still have to get a Costco Visa to take advantage of it,
correct.
Right?
Correct. So then you get all the bonus points and all the stuff you used to get. I guess you might get more because the American Express thing dinged you for fees and things, or more fees for them. I don't know. Maybe only Costco benefits from this, but I was happy to move to Visa.
That's still a pretty cool thing. I like that.
I got a brand new one here from Sean Cox.
Okay.
That word just rolls off the tongue. Says, not a political question. When was the last time you got hit in the junk? What happened? I don't know.
Thanks for prefacing that with not a political question. Like, don't take this in the political sense.
Yeah, I like
it. When was the last time you got hit in the junk? Well, November 7th last year.
I smell a new TMS meme. You guys should all start your questions with not a political question.
Not a political question.
Yeah, you totally should. I think that would be fine. We would enjoy that. All right, I'm going to say that for me it was today. When Taylor came over, she had to do a wedding shoot and dropped her dog off because there was nobody at home to watch the dog, and she was going to be gone for a while, so she dropped the dog off, Izzy, the big pit bull here, and Izzy saw me and got really excited and ran up and jumped on my crotch and hurt me in the testiculars with her giant paw. So that was the last time.
I'm pretty sure for me it would be a dog situation because it's been a long time since I've taken some pain down there.
A direct hit, yeah. I don't ever want pain there. You know, I don't know if I speak for all men when I, okay, I'm going to, we need a quick
flash poll. Go out on a limb here and say you don't like getting hit there.
Here's the flash poll.
What?
Flash
poll. Flash
poll. No. Hey, Brian, I'm going to flash my poll. Get ready.
I know. I was like, what the hell? There's, after all we were just saying, there is no way for me to hear that and not think you're saying P-O-L-E.
I know. I can't. I don't know what else. Okay. It's just bad choice of words. Caffeine. I blame it on the caffeine. So here's my thinking.
Straw poll.
Straw poll. There you go. If you have any... Okay, we're going to get a little personal here, everybody. If you get any pain there, and I don't mean from getting hit, but like just, I don't know, you got a little tweak in a nerve or something, or you get a little pain down south, I always go, please don't be something terrible so that the rest of my life I have to deal with wiener pain.
Oh, geez. Well, sure. I don't ever think about that, but I figure that that's a given.
Every time that happens. And it could be anything like, I didn't drink enough today, so peeing is a little painful. Or, boy, this is the TMI segment. Welcome to the TMI segment, everybody. I hope you enjoy your time here in the TMI segment. But any kind of like sharp, kind of like weird pain that you sometimes get, it's just, we're people. Everyone gets a little pain somewhere. I'm sure you ladies get it too, down there. Sure. in the down there in the Gulf there, right? So when I get that, I just go, ah, that could be a thing. I mean, this is probably consistent with my overall worrying like, about stuff I shouldn't
worry
about.
It's really just one facet of the same diamond.
But it's a perfect diamond, bro.
It is a perfect diamond, yes.
I don't have, my anxiety is not cubic zirconian.
No, it's a genuine, it is as real as it gets. It is 24 karat anxiety.
That's right. The best gem of anxiety you can get. Here's a question from, let me skip down. I want to make sure not to miss this one. How about this one? Which Frog Pants All-Star will get the drunkest and embarrass themselves at Nerdtacular?
And you've said that Dills is not going.
I was just going to say, the one we're talking about may not be coming now. I mean, look, Dills is known to pound it down.
Yes.
He has trained himself to handle a lot of alcohol. Right. It's very impressive. He wouldn't embarrass himself,
scale,
though.
No, exactly. Among Frog Pants producers, we're like the one, we're the scale of 1 to 4 on the get drunk and embarrass ourselves scale,
yeah.
Where the 1 to 11 might be Snooki Paluzzi or whatever her name was from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Snooki Paluzzi, I believe is correct. I'm not actually sure.
Nicole Paluzzi or Nicole whatever. I'm going to just rest in the fact that I don't know her name and I'm fine with that business.
So here's the thing. If I was to put if I could tie the number two or the two biggest drinkers in the community,
yeah,
it's Terpster and Dills. By far. Yeah. I've seen Terpster do things at BlizzCon that is mind-boggling. He can drink like nobody I've ever seen. But he doesn't really do anything embarrassing either. So
no.
Those are two guys that can really put it away, but neither of them are going to do anything dumb like that. So I think we're going to be fine. I mean, there might be some fan there that does something dumb. But
I'm saying that I'm possibly a dark horse in this race.
Because
they do have the Angry Orchard cider up there at the Airy, and yeah. I'm certainly going to enjoy some of that.
Yeah. Good stuff, I hear.
Yes.
They have good sushi up there as well.
They have a sushi bar in the middle of the restaurant. I have never sat there and had sushi, and I need to this
time. You should.
Time.
You totally
Since
should.
Since this could very well be the last time.
I was thinking one year, someday, no firm plans, but, and this may be Vegas instead, so who knows, but I was thinking, what would be fun? It's just one of these times I invite just producers and people I work with that I like. Like, we get Brian and Tina out there, we get Tom and Eileen and whoever else wants to come and just do a thing where there's no panels, no fans, no nothing. Yeah. It's just us hanging out, and then Brian gets all the sushi he needs because there's nobody to stop him.
I love it. And I'd also vote, Vegas shouldn't be ruled out for that just because we can all stay in the same hotel for a lot less and go grab some really nice dinners out there and have a much more variety of things around us. I don't know.
Let's go to Vegas.
All right.
Right now. Ready? Let's go.
I'm doing it. Let's do it.
We're definitely doing, August, I know you are for sure. I'm up in the air on that.
No, July. July for me.
Oh, it's July. Shit.
July 22nd.
I'll be in the middle of the family reunion that week.
I know. We've already talked about that, but that's
why did I think it was, August is when I go to Anaheim and you may be in Anaheim at the same time.
And I'm definitely going to be in Anaheim. Well, I'm definitely going to Anaheim in August. And if it works out that you're there at the same time, then
we're hooking up.
That's awesome. You're coming to my Hall of Fame induction so that I can thank you personally, because otherwise I'm going to thank you in absentia.
Oh, absentia. Just as long as it's not posthumous, it'll be fine.
Better not be.
Or wait, that would be
Depends
for you.
Depends on what happens in Vegas.
All right. Ryan Smith says, he's got a great question. What percentage of Todd and Aaron's TMS viewers are tadpoolers that are just there to leave a comment? I think probably 100%.
Yeah.
99.8%. Something like that.
It's funny because they get are they getting more viewership now? I'm hoping. Let me see here. Todd and Aaron. Todd and Aaron in the morning.
Yep.
You just want to say that, don't you?
Todd and...
Let's see what their... So 56 views on their May 2nd pirate eye patch, Aaron... Oh, look at that. You actually get a peek behind the curtain. You see them without the green screen shot of the...
Yeah, look at that.
The business.
Yeah.
Let's see. Todd and Aaron's morning stream looks like the 20th is the most recent. There's no... Oh, no, there is a 21st.
Yeah, there's a 22nd as well, it looks like, on uploads.
Okay.
5 views, 6 views, 11 views, 6 views, 5 views, 7 views. The one that got 11 is probably you, chuckleheads. Let's find out what that says.
Are people still leaving? I don't know if people are still leaving comments, but I really totally love it if they are.
It says, are you seriously slapping him with licorice? Love the show, though, says Sean Sparlin on the page. I mean, that's obviously one of ours, right?
Yeah. Ryan Smith, one day ago for the one that was recorded yesterday. Love the goat-related Utah stories. We need more of them.
Is this the show that... No. If this show had more old-timey radio commercials and cowbell in it, it would be perfect, says another...
Is there any way we could get them to Snowbird?
Probably. In fact, I'll bet they've done a million remotes up there as it is.
Not. It's the morning stream. That's my safety word.
Yeah. I have a feeling that it's all you guys. It's all you guys.
Yeah.
And we love you for it. All right. Let's see.
If, by the way, anybody who does watch that, if they ever do mention this morning stream, please let us know so we can cap it out.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find this here. All right. How do you... Oh, this is interesting. Sherman Winslow. Great name, by the way.
Sherman Winslow.
Hello. I'm Sherman Winslow. He says, when you guys greet each other in person, Scott and Brian, we assume that's who you meant.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you do? And then he's got multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Man hug, shake hands, point and laugh. Well, it's man hug.
We do the man hug. Yeah, it's the instant thing. It's just like, hey.
Yeah, we man hug. We never shake hands, but we point and laugh immediately after.
Right, exactly. You man hugged.
Man hugger.
Side hug.
You mother hugger. Will you guys, Joe Mastroianni says, Mastroianni, I never say it right, Joe. I'm sorry. He's been around for years and I still don't say it right. Says, what will you guys be buying for the Steam summer sale? I don't know. They haven't announced the games yet, so I need to know the games before I do it. Do you ever buy anything on those sales? Do you try to avoid that?
I haven't in a while because I've got games that I bought there that I haven't played yet.
Yeah. Everyone's got
When you mentioned Winslow...
Sherman Winslow?
Sherman Winslow reminded me of Michael Winslow. Have you heard... When did this get posted? Like last month. Michael Winslow doing Whole Lot of Love by...
it's amazing.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It is. It's incredible.
Yeah. I thought it was older than that. Let's see. I have it here. Yeah, I have it.
Actually. Oh, is it? Which...
Wait a minute. This is from when? Oh, yeah, it's from 2011. This thing's old, but it's awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tell me, is it?
I'm just kidding.
What you might do?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Like this.
That guy's a freaking genius.
He's so amazing. And that was his, like, he was doing the fuzz guitar before he started singing in that clip we just heard.
Yep. It's also a Utah connection somehow. How do I know this?
Oh, really?
Hold on. Michael Winslow. LinkedIn, don't care. Hold on. I can't find it. Michael Winslow.
LinkedIn, don't care.
Wikipedia. Here we go. Early life. It's because he was a Air Force brat, so he spent a bunch of time at the Air Force base here. That's what it was. Sure. He was originally born in Spokane, Washington, but ended up in Salt Lake for a while. Gotcha. Anyway.
Really quick, back to the Steam sale. People are telling us in the chat room that it started today.
Shit. Really?
It's live now, yeah.
Hold on, we're looking it up. Steamstore.steampower.com. Here we go. What do I know? I already own that. I own a lot of these. Yeah. Shadow of Mordor, $3.99. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? If you don't already own that, you should all buy that.
Shadow of Mordor is the Lord of the Rings RPG deal, right?
Yes.
MMORPG.
So, well, no, it's not an MMO. It's a It's not. It's the one where you. Oh, how do I? It's like Assassin's Creed, kind of, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Liam was Gollum in it. It's really, really. If you haven't played Shadow of Mordor, man, that game.
I have not.
Unbelievable, good game.
Really, maybe I'll pick that up.
Yeah, yeah. Hyperlight Drifter. I own all these.
Time. Got no time, Scott. Got no time.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale game, 1679 for all of it.
Oh, that I already have, and they're fantastic. Oh, I don't have all of them.
Well, there you go. I think it'll give you the
deal.
Get
all of them now.
I think they give you the discount if you own some.
Oh, cool.
If you have it on this platform. South Park, The Stick of Truth, only $7.49. Great game. SteamWorld Heist. I own all these, though. They're not showing me anything I don't own. Hold on. Blood Bowl 2, $10. That might be worth it.
Hold on 1 second. I'm being looked at by Tristan.
All right, do that while I look at these names here. Let's take a look, everybody, together.
Okay, good. You got a square away? Okay.
Ashes of the Singularity.
Tristan just confirmed for me that he does have Wednesday off. For a second, he looked like he was booked to work on Wednesday.
Oh, no, that would
have. That wasn't going to work at all.
You were going to drive all on your own then if you did that.
I would have. Well, you know. Caravanning with the gang, but yeah,
that would have been a bummer.
Nah,
I mean, you know, father son bonding time. You guys have...
that this is true, exactly. Yeah. Father son road trip. You guys checking
already,
out the.
Yeah, you guys already get along. It's gonna be great.
Oh yeah,
Darkest Dungeon $9.99. Oh,
he'll be asleep. He'll be asleep an hour into the drive, though. I'll tell you that right now.
That sounds about right. What else is here? Just
by the way, I've already said, hey, we're gonna listen to Pink Floyd's The Wall in its entirety on this trip as part of the drive. He's like, oh good, I'm looking forward to that. I'm like, all right, this is my son right here.
That's pretty great.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. It looks like I own everything that it would look that's the most discounted, of course, because I'm an idiot. Like, I paid 20 for Abzu and it's $5.99 right now. Tyranny, wow. I played.
Shadow of Mordor is Assassin's Creed meets Arkham Asylum, is what J.C. Calhoun.
Perfect.
Dang it.
Perfect description. It's incredible, Brian. $4.
Picking it up.
$4.
Yeah. It's ridiculous to not do that.
Play that
bucks.
On a controller, with a controller. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. One of the best games.
I wonder if that one's on a Mac. Probably is.
Best game of 2017. When was it? 14.
2017-14.
Yeah, 2014. There it is. It was the best game.
It's so good that 700 years in the future, it'll be the best game.
Yeah, and the sequel's coming out this like late fall, so it'd be a good time to get it.
All right.
Here's
me logging into Steam.
I'm trying to see if it'll play on the Mac. I don't think it will.
Oh.
Oh no. I'm sorry. It does. It's Mac compatible.
Cool. Good.
I don't know if it'll run on yours.
That makes it easier. Oh, but it'll run on the iMac. Come on now. This is a monster.
Should it though? Let's see. You have 8 gig of RAM?
Yeah, I have 24 gig of RAM in this thing.
Oh, you'll be fine then. Yeah. It'll still totally run.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your answer to that question. I don't know what I'm going to buy yet because probably I'm just going to get that that expansion to the Crimson Court expansion to that game I said a minute ago that I can't remember now.
Right.
Whatever that was. Let's see. Let's do one more of these. We got one from.
Okay.
SP. SP says.
SP is in like the awards that they have on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me just see who this is. Oh, it's not that person.
Oh.
I did get a. Did I tell you I got another like and retweet from Mark Hamill? It's twice now.
Oh, really? That's great.
I got to keep replying to Mark Hamill.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's working out.
That's awesome.
Anyway, he says, or this person says.
Mark Hamill says?
Skyrim or Fallout? In theory, Skyrim, because you know me and my post-apocalyptic stuff,
right?
But I think Fallout. I think Skyrim is the better game. Like
I enjoyed Fallout more,
it's kind of a toss-up. They're so similar.
Yeah,
it's just I hate the inventory system on Fallout. I hate it. I hate looking at my Pip-Boy. I hate digging through all that stuff all the time. It's a pain in the a. Just give me a normal. And I know there's a lot of mods and stuff, so I know I could go tweak that. Ooh, just talking about it makes me want to play Fallout 4 again.
Maybe I will. I need to play Fallout New Vegas.
It's really good.
I hear. That's what I hear.
Of all of the Fallout 3 era stuff, New Vegas was great, and you can get that so cheap now. It's ridiculous. Cool. And it'll run on anything. Well, I don't know if it's still on Mac or not, but.
Here we go. Shadow of Mordor, Game of the Year Edition. Boom. Add to cart. $4. Do I need to buy the Game of the Year Edition?
How much
no,
more is
I
it?
Don't.
How much?
That's $9.99. That's still cheap. What does it include?
Is there expansion content in there? Probably.
Like probably
DLC and soundtrack and all that. Probably. I mean, I think it's probably. Worth. I think it's worth $10, but I'm.
Yeah.
You know, I've already played it, and I paid way too much for it when it was new.
Mm-hmm. Or I should. Well, good news is that's not discounted, so I can buy Shadow Mordor for $4 and then later on add that other business for $10.
And that other stuff's on the tail end anyway, so if you decide you really got to do it, you can just do it. That's a good good point. Cool. Plus, you know, certainly this stuff always on sale again down the road. Cool. Thanks for your questions, everybody, and thanks for all your excuses to go to Steam and look at crap we want to spend money on.
Right, thanks.
Well done. That is the Ask TMS hashtag. You can use it all week, but in particular, if you use it on Thursdays, it's more likely to get answered. Big thanks to everybody who supports us on Patreon at patreon.com/TMS. For without that and your support there, there would be no Thursday double episode. So thank you guys so much for that. We're really happy to bring it to you. Frogpants.com/TMS. We'll get you everything else you need everywhere else you can get it. And I think that's it. We'll be here Monday, not Tuesday. Right. Because cram day is Tuesday.
Monday, no Tuesday. Yeah.
So big final show Monday. Oh, I got to talk to... Well, anyway, doesn't matter. This is tough to do. Tuesday, no show. Wednesday, Brian's driving. Thursday, you're here. Friday, we record some stuff that will probably end up on the TMS feed. Although it's not specifically TMS this time. It's just like... I mean, Brian's the first guy... You're the first one I'm bringing up. And so we'll have some fun with that. And I'll probably put that on this feed, but just so people know. And then we're back. Let's see. The following Tuesday? No. Yes. Well, when do you drive?
Yeah.
Monday.
Well, yeah, following Tuesday. I drive Sunday. So I'll be back Monday, but...
We're going to take Monday off. Okay. Because we're going to need it. Sense. Both of us are going to need it. You drove
it's funny
lot.
Because we're going to take the day off before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then do the show the 4th of July.
Yeah, which is totally fine. We don't mind. Yeah. These American holidays. And you just need to fill up this chat room, you people, because you're all going to be home from work, U.S. That's listeners, and you should be here or else you're lame. So there's that, and we'll fill you in on the rest. Anyway, we're very excited to see you guys on Monday is the important point. Let's get out of here.
Ori and the Blind Forest is on sale, too, and that's in my wish list.
Ooh, how much?
Somebody recommended that.
It's,
I don't know.
I would recommend it. It's excellent.
It's a great it must have been you that recommended it.
I might have. So many of these I own. I kind of wish I didn't, because some of these are so good. I'm like, oh, I wish I'd have paid only that for these.
Right?
I have Tyranny. What am I saying? I want Tyranny. I have Tyranny. I have it all. This is so bad. This is really sad. Anyway, what's Pamela?
All right, anyway,
Pamela looks cool.
I'll come back. While the song's going, I'll buy that too. How about a request that's going out to... Didn't come up in time for me to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Galabond.
Ah, Galabond.
AKA Ken.
Sure.
Yes. Hey, Simmer and Brewer. Today, June 22nd, is an awesome day because this evening I'm getting on a plane in Orlando and flying to the Utah for some vacation time with relatives and sightseeing down at Canyonlands before going to Nerdtacular next week. Nice. I really need this vacation. My job has been an absolute pain for the last few months in terms of stress and horrible morale among my colleagues about the direction new management is taking us, so I'm also using this vacation time to focus on possible future changes and get back in touch with what's really important to me. To celebrate this departure, I'd like to request a cover, any cover of Fly Like an Eagle by the Steve Miller Band, or any other song about flying away and getting your perspective straight. I know it might be too early for a fish sandwich, but I can see why you guys like a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Oh my gosh. Hold on.
Pick
I'm just doing one here.
I can definitely see why you like it.
That's all you're going to get.
Can't wait to see everybody starting next Wednesday when I check in at the Clip Clop and start mungling with some of the other early arrivers. Sincerely, Galabond, a.k.a. Ken. By the way, that I can definitely see why you like it reminded me that you've got... tomorrow is your last day to submit a video for TMS PM's or TMS's 30-second film fest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, we're going to pick the best one submitted and play that on the big screen, or the best ones, and play those on the big screen at the deal.
Nice.
At the Nerdtacular, at the Flip Flop. So get your things in. Go to TMS. What was it? Frogpants.com/TMS.
That is correct.
TMS Film Fest.
TMS Film Fest. That is correct.
cool. Go put it up there. We've already got a couple entries, so get yours in, and you'll be on the big screen in front of everybody doing your thing.
Sounds great.
It does. The version I'm going to be playing comes to me from James Patrick Morgan. Sent it to me earlier this year, February 28th of this year. I'm happy to play it. James Patrick Morgan and Fly Like an Eagle.
All right, here it is. Oh, wrong page. Here it is. I'll play it now, and we'll see you guys Monday, okay? So come back then.
Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I'm gonna fly like an eagle till I'm free. Ooh, to the revolution.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Hey, this rocks! Hey!